When he's not wielding his gavel, auctioneer John Bennett Jr. almost blends into the crowd of prospective buyers. Well, almost. Take a closer look, and you might notice that he's probably the only person in the room sporting a tie. Many auctioneers seek training in auction schools, but Bennett is self-taught.
How I learned this jargon is I was born and raised on a dairy farm. My dad used to go to auctions all the time. And I used to listen to different auctioneers, and I picked it up, and I started practicing. I lived 26 miles from here, and I'd sell a lot of stop signs, a lot of street lights on the way to school.
Bennett says he does 4 or 5 auctions per year, but the Yukon Beef Auction is one of his favorites.
People come to buy, and they know what they want, and they're not afraid to, like, bid.
One such bidder was Lou Icampo of Lebanon, Connecticut, who has been coming to the sale for almost 10 years. He said as soon as he arrived and saw so many people, he knew there would be competition and the prices would be high.
Last year we paid $160, and this year we paid over $200, so it was unbelievably high.
Still, for Icampo, who drove away with 4 cows, it's worth it, because he likes to support the university.
We love buying educated beefers from UConn.
Animal Science Department head Steve Zinn said he was very pleased with how the day went.
35 cents a pound more than I thought. This was excellent.
After the auction, the owners packed their cars into trailers and brought the animals to their new homes.
These are not going to go to slaughter tomorrow. These are going to be fed through the winter. The females probably be used in somebody's breeding program, and they'll go to slaughter in 4 or 5 or 6 years, depending on how they do as cows.
For WHUS News, I'm Sylvia Cunningham.